I'd like to welcome you back to Old Off Staff and Practicers. There's someone that I know that this past year on Pesach took some crackers out of the Pesach pantry. He thought they were kosher Pesach crackers, but luckily took a double check to make sure and realized that in fact they weren't kosher Pesach, they were chametz sticka crackers. So the Gemara in today's daf discusses what happens if you find chametz in your house on Pesach. The Gemara in Pesachim Da Vav quotes Vava Maralf, the second wide line, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Marav HaMotzei Chametz Bebeisa BeYamtif. If someone finds chametz in his house on Yamtif, Kofa Olav Hakli, Olav HaSakli, you should cover it over with a kli. And the reason is because there's a concern. You may come to eat it. You can't really do anything about it on Yamtif, apparently. It's a lengthy discussion, apparently because it's Muktzah, so you can't really do anything about it, but you could cover it over in order to make sure that they don't come to eat it. But a Milcha Moed, certainly, you're supposed to destroy it. You're supposed to burn it. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Mem Vav. Hamotzi chametz ubeisa. If someone finds chametz in his house on Pesach, imu b'chol hamoed. If it's on chol hamoed, yitzi enu v'yavarenu miyad. Take it out and burn it as soon as possible. But that's not so simple to apply it nowadays. Most people have the practice that they sell their chametz before Pesach. If they sell their chametz before Pesach to a non-Jew, who owns that chametz? You found that chametz on Pesach. Who owns that? Pesach Frank, in his sefer, his wonderful sefer on Yom Tov, Mekorei Kodesh, in Hilchos Pesach, the first volume in Siman Ayin Dalet, points out that it could be you shouldn't burn it. You shouldn't fulfill this halacha as quoted in Shulchan Aruch because the circumstances are different. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about a scenario in which you didn't sell your chametz to a non-Jew, but now, if you sold your chametz to a non-Jew, the chametz belongs to the non-Jew, you shouldn't burn the non-Jew's chametz. Perhaps you don't have a right, perhaps it's forbidden. It would be usur, it would be stealing, if you were to burn the non-Jew's chametz. The Shevet Alevi and other poskim seem to disagree with this, and they say that, granted, it may belong to the non-Jew, but it wouldn't be necessarily a problem of gezel if you would burn it, because there's an understanding, there's an assumption, and there's an agreement that the non-Jew would have that he would allow you to burn his chametz. He's not makbid, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem of gezel. But I was always a little bit bothered, because why would you be interested in burning it? So one consideration why you may want to burn it is because many people have the practice that they don't want to own any real chametz on Pesach. Although we rely on the sale and mechiras chametz, if you don't know about it, that's really why you may be selling it, but you try to avoid selling direct chametz on Pesach. Okay, understandable. But what if someone isn't particular about this? He doesn't have such a practice, and he in fact does sell real chametz on Pesach. Especially this past Pesach, there were many people that were advised to keep chametz in their home over Pesach and rely on mechiras chametz. So why don't we say, okay, take the crackers and put them in the cabin in the room that you locked off, that you sealed off, where you store the rest of your chametz. But some point out that that could also be something that's problematic. That room is supposed to be sealed off. That cabinet is supposed to remain closed. That mechitza has to stay as a barrier. And once you're going to open it up and put more chametz there, you're breaking that seal, you're breaking that barrier. That could be a problem on Pesach. And therefore, perhaps it's really best to rely on those lenient opinions to allow you to burn it on Pesach. Now, number one, there's the big question in the poskim about whether you make a bracha when you burn that chametz. And number two, as Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank points out, that this whole discussion would only be true if the chametz was already chametz from before Pesach, and therefore the sale, it was included in the sale. But if something became chametz on Pesach, you have to check the language of the document that you sold your chametz with, because it could be that it's not included in the sale. Perhaps you only sold that which was already chametz before Pesach, but that which became chametz on Pesach wasn't included in the sale. And if so, then the din of the Shulchan Aruch would apply and you would be required, meikar hadin, you would have to burn it as soon as possible.